everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, everyone, with the holiday season well underway, once again, we seem to be immersed in the season of well wishes. And I do want to take this opportunity to thank all of my listeners who have supported, recommended, referred, and helped to promote. You've sent me such wonderful messages on how Angel Healing House Radio, myself, and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, have positively affected your lives. And to all of you, I'd like to read out a poem that I composed, and it goes like this. I keep a group of friends I know inscribed within a book, and especially at Christmas time, I take a joyous look. I smile again and realize that they're all a special part, not merely words upon a page, but stamped upon my heart. Each name's a cherished friend who crossed my path one time. Your presence means the world to me and makes my spirits climb. Each precious soul, a snapshot contained within my frame, for the portrait of my life is composed of each remembered name. Your friendship means the world to me, and I had to let you know, you tend the garden of my heart, and you cause the seeds of love to grow. And with this being the season of well wishes, this prompted the Posse of Angels to entitle today's show, I Wish You Well, No Matter What. You know, everyone, my husband Pete and I are very blessed to receive well wishes from both family and friends, near and far, all the way down under to Australia, where we have lovely, lovely family. Similar to years gone by, this season of joy to the world and peace to all, it opens doors for people to be more cordial, more kind, and to express good tidings to one another. Now, usually, these well wishes are not dependent on finding out if someone follows a similar belief system or whether one chooses to celebrate anything like a Christmas, a Hanukkah, a Kwanzaa, or anything else. In most cases, the well wishes are given out freely and generously with no strings attached. I began to think about what it actually means to wish someone well. The wishing someone well could be translated to mean you hope all of their holiday plans will run smoothly. You know, with so many people having to make travel arrangements for themselves and their visitors, coming in from out of town at one of the most busiest time of the year. We could wish for them to be well as they navigate and negotiate busy holiday plans, juggling and scheduling, socializing and preparing detailed menus. With the increased traffic during this time of the year, one could literally wish someone well in order to be safe on the roads. There's a lot of snow and ice out there. And with the arrival of cold winter temps in most of the country, it might mean that one wishes someone to be well and to remain in good health. I surmise that I, like most people, I don't set out to decide to dissect what it is that I'm actually wishing somebody well for. But you know what? I do know that I give these wishes out freely to people who are important to me, who I love. I cherish and I hold them dear in my life. It was then that I began to wonder if the fundamental core of wishing someone well, if it has to be dependent at all on whether one loved, whether one agreed with, or even liked another person or their actions. And while I held this quizzical thought in my heart, it reminded me of a perfect example, which I manifested to myself to put my theory to the test. While browsing on Facebook, this was a couple of years ago, I was drawn to a photo and a comment that a very close relative had posted on my page. And with him being a Facebook friend, his posts appeared on my page as well. Underneath one of the photos, one of his friends posted a random comment that read, "Not on this topic, but congratulations on your sister's engagement." I stared in disbelief. I couldn't fathom that his sister had become engaged the previous week and had chosen not to tell me. I had seen her grow up, and I had been so much a part of her life when she was a child and as a young adult. I went searching on the internet and I discovered that she was engaged to a celebrity TV host, and not only had the newspapers carried the breaking news, but the happy couple had announced their engagement on a nationally televised award show. Now, stunned. I was absolutely stunned. I wasn't sure how I felt about the newspapers and TV audiences finding out about her engagement before I indirectly found out a week later. As I sat there in this fog of absolute disbelief swirling around me, I felt the posse of angels put their arms and their wings around me. I heard their combined voice break through the dense fog of my shock as they whispered in my ear, "Wish her well." Smiling, I allowed the angels' words to settle on my heart, as it was exactly what I have expressed to others through my business Angel Healing House for the past 16 years. I've always held to the belief that each and every one of us is divine, as we are all inextricably linked to God's source. And you know what? Although we are divine at the very core of who we are all very much human as well. And we make choices that are based on our free will and certainly on our egos. Although many of the choices that a person makes are often made through unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, judgment, resentment, it doesn't negate the fact that underneath your choices, their choices, they still remain divine. I also have held a long-standing belief that what a person does and how they react was truly has nothing to, and everything to do with their own perspective and perception. Having this belief in theory and putting it into practice, well, it was two very different things. Seeing it from a higher perspective, I immediately started to see her engagement as a blessing, regardless of how the news came to me. Having just celebrated my own anniversary, I remembered my own engagement to my cherished husband, Pete, and how I was floating on cloud nine when he asked to marry me. With this energy of love in my heart, tears filled my eyes, and I recalled watching this beautiful, talented, gifted young woman grow up, and how I had wished her health, and that she should come to know the joy, the peace, the love, and be blessed with the fulfillment of her dreams and a special someone to share her dreams with the realization that my prayers and my longings for her had actually come true. My heart was bursting with happiness for her. It was then that I composed this letter to her, and I wrote, "I was overjoyed to read about your engagement and see the joy and excitement in your beaming face in the many newspaper articles. Pete and I want to congratulate both of you and wish you a life of togetherness and wonderful times ahead. My hope for you is may God bless you with infinite joy and blessings on your engagement. May you always remain under God's umbrella of pure love and blessings on your engagement. May you always be this very strong union and be blessed with peace, laughter, understanding, and compassion. And above all, may you always be caring, loyal, and kind friends to one another." And it was in that letter, dear listeners, that I realized that I wished her well, no matter what. The Posse of Angels are reminding us that the holiday season is truly no different than any other day throughout the year, as we have the free will. We have the free choice to either create a time of great joy, freely giving our well wishes, or we can choose to put restrictions and conditions on who we choose to bestow the energy of well-wishing. They are saying that in today's show, they would like to share with us ways in which we can make not only this holiday, but each and every day, one in which we freely and openly and lovingly give our well-wishes to everyone. Now, the first question that the Posse of Angels wishes to address is, why would we not wish someone well? You know, I've heard from many clients throughout my years as an intuitive counselor that say that they just cannot forgive certain people in their lives. They not only can't wish them well, but many times they wish them such horrible things that they wish such horrible things to happen to them. Well, the first thing that the Posse of Angels is saying is that they are asking us to see another person from a higher perspective, as we are all one huge collective consciousness and are all love, as we come from the most loving source of all. Not wishing someone well actually goes against the core of who we are. It goes against our divine, eternal natures. And it doesn't feel good when we do it. And at our divine core, we know that in our very deepest fiber, that we are that other person, for we are all one. Remember that in most cases, it's the person's programming and their belief system that they choose to keep perpetuating and often stops us from wishing them well. It also helps to remember that what a person says and what a person does or does not do has all to do with their beliefs and very little to do with us. In this situation, turn the tables and ask yourself, would you like another person to not wish you well because of your beliefs, your attitudes, your perceptions? Well, in the majority of cases, the answer is, of course not, as I'm allowed to have my beliefs. Well, when it comes down to it, so are they, no matter what their beliefs and programming are. In my experience, not wishing someone well is almost always riding on some previous situation in which we didn't like or we didn't agree with what another person has done, what they said, or how they treated us. Now, on this point, the Posse of Angels wishes to point out that the way someone treats us comes from a reflection of what is inside of them. You know, if we are treated with judgment, then the person is often insecure over unresolved hurt and blame within. If they treat us with dominance or control, there's unresolved pain of lashing out as they were controlled, and there's a great deal of insecurity within. Yes, if we're treated with honor, respect, no matter what our views are, the person has resolved all their issues within that might have made them reactive, and they just come from a place of peace, acceptance, and love. We can see these this reaction in people who are no longer triggered or reactive by anything outside of themselves. Another point to consider when we want to wish someone well is, where are we choosing to put our focus and attention on by holding back our well wishes? Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that if we hold back our well wishes, it actually creates dissonance and chaos in our hearts. Well, they're showing me very, very sad faces. This is because it is our heart's natural desires to be loving, in harmony, and inclusive. When we wish someone well, what it does in the body is it actually sets off an electromagnetic frequency that attunes and lifts all other energies in the body to harmonize and attune to the one of the highest frequencies there are, which is the frequency of love. The question is not, what did the other person do to stop you from wishing them well, but how much do you want peace and harmony for yourself and, for that matter, all the other people in the world? This is true mastery over circumstance. And I guess that is what it is meant by saying, love thy enemies. And it could just as easily have been added, love thy enemies and wish them well, no matter what. Although each day of the year is truly blessed and wonderful as the holiday season, this time of year really concentrates our thoughts and the feelings on goodwill to all. And many say, at the end of the year, it really is a time to let bygones be bygones. This time of year has us looking into our hearts to forgive and to reach out when at other times of the year, we may not have been so benevolent and generous. To really bring more peace into our lives, we can take some time over this holiday season to look back and ask ourselves, have I wished everyone well that I know? Have I wished everyone peace? Have I wished them health and just wished them love? And if I still haven't, if there's some people that you come up with that you haven't wished well, let me bring that dissonant energy back into the light of God so that I can go into 2020 with the brightest, lightest, and the most liberating, freeing energy for me then to fully receive. not wishing someone well is actually closing down space for someone to be able to manifest purely. Questions to ask yourself around of whether to wish someone well might be, how can I bring more love to this situation and create something so much better? Or how can I honor myself and come from my divine inherent nature regardless of any situation? After all, the posse of angels are saying that the thing that we can depend on is that, number one, things always change, and number two, that our divine eternal nature and our ability to wish somebody unconditional love, forgiveness, and compassion and wish them well never changes. The more we wish others well, no matter what, the more we are embracing the shifting consciousness on our planet. Regardless of any situation, we can choose to come from a place of that pure intention of connectedness, abundance, and peace. Those who have truly achieved divine wisdom have no fear allowing the choices of others to dictate whether they are loving or not. In this way, they practice self-governance and are always in line with their spiritual truth. And they're not acting as a result of the whims of anyone or anything externally. There is no fear of violence or lawlessness in those who are self-governed and in alignment with their spiritual truth. In many ways, by wishing someone well, especially if we felt wronged or slighted by them, is a great, great blessing indeed. By embracing the higher wisdom, we are unconditionally holding love for ourselves. And by doing this, we hold love then for the other person, and because energy is felt directly and indirectly and goes out into the world, we are unconditionally holding love for the entire world. May today's show be a reminder that although we choose to see and perceive the world through very different eyes, underneath our choices, we all are divine, because we are from the same divine source. We have a few minutes to go before we get to our break. And I just wanted to remind everyone that my number one Amazon International best-selling book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, is now an audiobook, and it can be purchased and downloaded for those who like to listen to books on Amazon. The book is on audible.com. The sequel, for that matter, the number one Amazon International best-selling sequel to One True Home, is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. And it is also available as an audiobook as well. Please don't forget my Angels of Faith book, which is about my two near-death experiences based on that and the fact that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. All of my books can be purchased on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, and they all can be purchased on Amazon as well. As I said, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the posse of angels. So do hold on, and we're going to come back after this quick break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright, emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Let's now speak about the energies for this coming week. And as we go from this week to the end of the year, there are some extraordinary energies which are helping so many of us. Let's take a peek at those energies. Coming up on December 21st, the sun will leave behind free-spirited Sagittarius, where it's been in for a while, and it'll enter Capricorn. Now, what does that mean? Capricorn is a very driven and ambitious energy. This past season saw many of us expanding our hearts and learning so much in the process, and many of us have been learning patience. Now we get to take all that we've learned and use it to lay the foundation as we work to achieve our goals, because this Capricorn energy is very motivating. So be sure to use it in the right direction and put it to work manifesting your desires. Coming up on December 13th, Mars, the planet of passion, it's very fiery and courageous. With that aligned with the sturdy, committed pattern of Saturn, we are being elevated towards success. And it's actually giving each one of us the power to take an idea that excites us and transform it into something very, very tangible. Now, Mars is giving us a blast of energy, while Saturn brings focus and discipline to that energy. Many will find renewed vigor to do whatever it takes to succeed for what they want. Adding to the mix, on December 20th, Venus enters independent, eccentric, and visionary Aquarius. When Venus is in Aquarius, it is time for developing fascinating new friendships, collaborating, coming together for a great cause. Now, looking forward and looming on the horizon, and if you're an empath, if you are a very sensitive person, you are picking up this final major luminary of the decade with December's Capricorn new moon that's coming up on the 25th. Doesn't that sound odd? Not only that this is the last new moon on Christmas Day, this is the last new moon of the year, but it's the last new moon of the decade. And usually on that day, all that many people want to do, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, is just collapse and relax. But with it being in Capricorn, Capricorn energy is all about getting stuff done. We might feel all revved up and excited and antsy to make movement. This last milestone, moon of the decade, is packing an extra punch because this one is piggybacked by a solar eclipse on December 26th. And while most new moons mark the start of a new lunar cycle, and their energy fresh in our lives, this is not the case because of the eclipse energies that are rolling in alongside of it to fully shake up our lives. But in not only a good way, you know, when I say to shake up our lives, somebody, you know, would think, oh, that's a terrible thing. But it's not only going to shake up our lives in a good way, but in many cases, a miraculous way. The reason for this is that the solar eclipse on the 25th, 26th is one of the most fortunate that the stars can give to us. In addition to the exciting breakthroughs and beginnings that usually happen around solar eclipses, this one will open doors to us that were previously locked. If we've created a project, an idea, invented something, composed, wrote, designed, developed something, and we felt so passionate and intuitively led to develop it, and we might have thought that it was dead in the water beforehand, well, then miraculous energies of karma at this time will now bring in these new opportunities and connections to promote and support and provide platforms for these things to not only flourish, but thrive and to be very successful. Now, in addition, the solar eclipse energies are helping to establish themes for us over the next 6 months. Be prepared for news, because news is coming in. Eclipses are all about fate. So where in the past we might have focused on our goals, it would be of greater benefit to sit in wonder and awe like a child and open ourselves to excitedly receive how the wisdom of the universe will bestow itself on us. The eclipse will definitely shake up our lives, and this can be challenging, but ultimately it will be for our highest good. The Capricorn energies will focus on hard work, persistence, ambition, stable plans, and something we can truly sink our teeth in and work towards with tangible results. Now, with Jupiter coming in alongside, this solar eclipse will be spilling gifts upon us that seemingly come out of thin air, helping Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, expansion, and luck. Is the planet of Uranus, the planet of surprise and liberation. Thanks to the new moon's Jupiter conjunction with Uranus, our eyes will be on the prize in both our financial and professional lives. So please, everyone, sit back and watch for miracles to show up in your life. Let's go to the phone lines. Our first caller, we have Karen from Toronto. Hi, Karen, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today? Karen, are you there? Hello? Karen in Toronto?
I'm sorry, we seem to have lost her.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, Karen, please do call into the show again. We would love to take your call. Sometimes these glitches do happen. So, Karen, look forward to you calling back in. So, yeah, it's an amazing time, energetic-wise, for so many of us. Don't push your goals so much as to allow yourself to open to receive. Actually, one of the best things that you can do is to surrender, is to let go, and to release all your expectations and just watch and observe in wonderment how the universe will then bring in the fulfillment of your prayers, your wishes, and your desires. You know, they say, and I heard quoted once, that that miracles rarely happen to those who don't believe in them. So put your heart straight and be in that awe and wonder, and see what you have co-created with the universe to bring in. Now, when I went to my we have Karen back. Good. Karen is on the line. Karen from Toronto, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today? Karen, you there?
Hi.
Hi. Nice to hear your voice.
You too. God bless you. I just got chills. I love miracles. And you're right. It just feels like this year, a lot of density and a lot of challenges have come up to clear their way. So I had a question for you in the pod. This last week, I passed out at work and ended up in the hospital. Oh. And I'm very disorientated. And is that part of this whole clearing that's happening?
Yes, they're saying yes. It's because you are so sensitive and because you are so like an empath, you're sensitive, you're so in tune with these energies, that's what you're picking up. They're saying that it is not so much from a physical point of view. If you are worried about your health with you ending up in hospital last week, but it is more so from an energetic point of view.
I wondered, yes, because it was a little unexplainable. My blood pressure and my it dropped so low that I was forced to stop, and mm-hmm. now I was very dehydrated. So it took 3 days to get the fluids back. But in the meantime, I'm walking around, but I haven't been able to function because it's more in my, I feel like I can't focus. I feel very disconnected, lightheaded, dizzy. This time of year is not a good time to have that.
well, do make sure.
I guess anytime.
Well, do make sure from a physical point of view that, you know, you get these things checked out. But they're saying that, in addition to that is the very, very strong and powerful solar eclipse energy that is coming up. And really the Posse of Angels were saying that it is a time, instead of pushing our goals, instead of doing, it's a perfect time for us to sit back and then to watch in awe and majesty of what comes in. I'm just going to lean down and pick up some of these cards that fell so I can pull some cards for you.
I got chills.
Yeah.
It allowed me to actually aim and listen to your, and have your book on audio, Candy, and it's been so excited to read it, and it gave me the opportunity to start listening, and it was magical.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you so much. Thank you. I was speaking to somebody the other day about my the audio books, and it was very difficult for me to relive some of the lives in One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, because I won't give out spoilers to anyone, you know, what happened in some of those lives, but some of them were absolutely horrific. And to make an audio book come alive, you really do have to relive or live, the sentiments that you're speaking. And it was very, very difficult, especially when my life as a young African girl captured in Africa and taken as a slave, and when I was destroyed as a healer, healer in 14th century Scotland, not the most pleasant of things, but was an amazing experience to bring the book to life in audio form.
Oh, it's beautiful, and I related so well to so much of it that I just by listening, reading. I read, it was beautiful. It's a different experience.
It is
so healing.
It is. Thank you so much. The people that the professional voiceover actors who we had, they were such like-minded, very sweet, and very in tune, awakened people, and they brought such a to the production. So that was a wonderful experience. So let's go to the cards and see, besides this energetic thing, did you have another question, Karen?
Well, I think should I be doing that voice acting for books?
I'm sorry, you broke up. What was that?
I did come across a course or a group of people that do voice acting. And that came across my path this month also. And just when you were talking, I just got chills.
Yes, yes. They said you would be perfect for that. You'd be perfect for
that.
Now, I one of the voiceover actors we had in the book is, might I say, legendary in the voice actor community. His name is PJ Oakland, and he is just extraordinary. He actually teaches voice actor lessons, but he is in Los Angeles. So I see that you're in Toronto, but I'm sure, yes. You know, I'm sure you have people there that that you can also do voiceover acting and learn from. But I think I get chills too when I'm speaking about this, because I think it would be perfect for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely perfect for you.
I just felt. Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how we're led to do the things that will be for our highest good, and by each other we will be taught. And the more we're open, the more we're curious, the more we allow that little child in us to get excited and to have a new adventure. Most people stand before the etheric council at the end of their, end of their lives. And, they don't speak about what they accumulated, the money, success, or anything. They speak about what they regretted that they didn't do. And they just didn't step forward. The first card you get is the Four of Pentacles. And the Four of Pentacles is having, some people say it's holding on too tight, or some people say it's, it's spending too frivolously. But this, they're telling me, will bring you a stronger foundation money-wise. It will actually be very abundant. You will feel like your soul is soaring, and it will give you a source of income. They're really, really liking that. Next. The next card is coming out for you is the Emperor card. And the Emperor card certainly is a card of people seeing you as that Emperor essence, which is in authority and very kind and very generous. But it's a card of people really seeing your worth. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Two of Cups. And I guess the Two of Cups, a lot of times people see this as a romantic card, but this is also a collaborative card about partnering with other people. And it's such a wonderful feeling to have a production like this. And each person then goes into the recording booth, and you do your part, and then all the pieces are put together, and then you have this wonderful collaborative effort. And it's so heartwarming to see something like this come together. As you are the only one on the line now, I am going to pull another card for you. I love these cards. These are the Sacred Traveler cards. So many of us, if we're not going to be moving, physically moving our locations in 2020, which many of us will be, so much of our life is going to be changing. We feel like we're ready for a change. We feel like the new movement is coming in for us to step up into 2020 and to be more of our authentic selves and just step into those opportunities. It's just a time of such a wonderful time of growth for so many of us. Okay, let me cut these cards and see what comes in for our lovely Karen. Okay, the first card for you is View from Above, and it says, get the big picture. Okay. A lot of the times we are our own worst enemies, and we're saying, well, nothing is happening, but there's a larger view. And this one is telling us to see the bigger picture. I mean, for instance, you listen to an audiobook and suddenly you allowed yourself to open to actually say, well, I would love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really seeing the bigger picture of life. And the next card that's coming out for you is First Light. And this one is a beginning a new cycle. So this one is really confirmation that that you definitely should go with this and find out whether it's lessons or about how you can approach this. And the next card is Vast Vistas, expand your horizons. So anytime we get our shivers and our goosebumps, and then we excitedly call up or start researching things on the internet, you know, all of those excited energies get the universe excited and then present us with more opportunities. So I hope all of that has really been helpful for you.
Oh, it has. I started a course about learning what my healing modality is, and this just seems to click right into something I never thought of, which gave me, like I said, gave me chills. And this weekend I was reading a storybook to my grandchildren, and we went on and we looked up children's stories, and there was a reader, and he was just like Santa. He was lovely. It was amazing. But the kids got agitated, and I finally said, weren't you interested in the stories? And they said, oh, well, we couldn't tell when the story started or the story ended. He just kept talking. and I said, well, that's probably not one of Santa's gifts. and I thought, now, isn't that interesting? It came all wrapped up in the most beautiful package, all magical, looked real, and yet the children are so authentic. And they weren't feeling something, so they weren't hearing the story.
Yeah.
And I thought, now, isn't that interesting, right? It's all in the way that it's presented vocally. And then I thought of your book. And it's so true. Like, once you become part of it, then it comes to life.
Yes. And with more and more people shifting in consciousness, people are picking up energies that they can tell when somebody is being duplicitous. They can tell when somebody is not being wholly honest. When somebody has an agenda, you know, that they're doing something rather than being compassionate and authentic about it. And these are the energies that are creating the new world for ourselves. And people will then gravitate towards those people who are authentic. Their energy is love, compassionate, honest, transparent. They don't have any other agenda, and that's what people will be drawn to. So it's very interesting that the children were picking this up.
Yes. They're only 3 and 7, so I was quite fascinated by both of their perception of it. And I thought, now, isn't it interesting how? And the stories were cute, but I was lost in the story too. It was hard to focus on. And I said, well, I think it was more that Santa was reading to you.
but he
needs to work on his story.
It's often said that by our children we will be taught.
Yeah. So true. Out of the mouth of babes.
Yes.
Candy.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful day, Karen. Thanks so much for calling in. God bless you.
Thanks for blessing mine. God bless you too.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye. And wasn't that lovely? Yes, it's a very good point that Karen brought up about the authenticity and the energy that each one of us has. And with more and more people shifting in consciousness, they can really pick up the compassion, the love, the authenticity within a person's energy field, and they will gravitate towards that. And they can tell those people who are either faking it or doing it for other reasons. So with just a few minutes left before the end of the show, I did pull a couple of animal cards, and I'd just like to share them with you because they're very similar and the messages are wonderful. The first one we have is Koala Spirit, and Koala came slowly in. Koala is reminding us that spirit will always be there. It says on here, spirit has a plan. Spirit will always be there with gifts to sustain us. We are being asked to trust that moving slowly with faith in the abundance that is everywhere, surrendering to a power greater than ourselves, we will be able to experience the manifestation of our desires. And it would be greatly beneficial if we release and let go of our expectation as to how and when our desires need to come in. As you take time to enjoying the riches available to you right now, sit peacefully and you begin to radiate the joy and abundance you seek. Spirit is here to help us discover pleasure, happiness, and contentment, all gifts that are available right now and will be available in the future. Have faith and trust in Spirit's plan for you, for it is more magical and miraculous than you could ever manifest on your own. The next card that came out is Starfish. Starfish is reminding us to open to infinite possibilities. And it's reminding us to opening to the power of potential. Spirit is the source of opportunities beyond our wildest imagination, and it's urging us to stretch past the limits of our everyday perception and comfort zone to dream of bigger things. This starfish is a very fortunate sign and has come to remind us of our infinite potential. That just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my caller. Thank you, Karen, for calling in. Thank you for everyone who is listening around the globe. Thank you for everyone who supports Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember, Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Do remember, everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm wishing you love. And of course, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.